Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Sam Young, after the long trip in from the Trents home, is still angry, fighting mad. He strides into the Somerset Hotel, rides up in the elevator, goes down the hall, and knocks at the door of the room he shares with Kurt Bradley.
Just a minute.
Why, Sam, I didn't expect you back so soon.
Well, here I am, nevertheless.
Sam, what happened?
Something that gave me no end of satisfaction.
What?
I had the pleasure of punching Horace Trent in the nose and knocking him down. I think they're still picking up the pieces.
Knocking him down? Then it's true.
What's true?
Then he sent his lawyer to Elmwood to talk to Mary and Peggy.
How did you know about that?
Mary phoned right after you went out.
Oh? Well, what did she say?
Well, she wanted to know where you were, and I told her you'd gone to the Trents. That surprised her.
I don't wonder.
She said this lawyer of Trent's came out to Elmwood to offer the money to have Peggy give Carter up.
Well, that's right. That's exactly what did happen.
When I told Mary you'd gone out to the Trents and there seemed to be nothing to indicate that either you or Mr. Trent were aware of this lawyer's call, we figured that maybe the lawyer had gone out there on his own initiative without telling Mr. Trent.
Oh, that's what you thought, was it?
Do you mean to tell me, Sam, that he did have the crust to send that man out there?
He did. But go on, Kurt. I want to hear Mary's angle first.
That's about all. I told her you'd call him up the minute you came in and tell him what you'd been to see Trent about.
All right. I'll call him.
Wait a minute, Sam. You can't talk to anybody in that mood. What happened?
Oh, Kurt, this story's so insulting to Mary and Peggy and to all of us that, honestly, I don't think I can talk about it. I've never been so mad in all my life.
Did you really knock him down?
I certainly did. It made me feel a little better, but not much.
Well, what happened then?
Why? Oh, I don't know, Kurt. The usual hullabaloo. They rang for secretaries and undersecretaries and undersecretaries and butlers and... Well, I just walked out.
They didn't do anything to you?
No, don't worry, Kurt. I won't be arrested or sued for assault. I don't think Trent would care to have the incident made public. Oh, Kurt, I want to get to the newspapers right away to announce that this whole thing is off. I want the Chicago papers to announce that the news of the engagement was all a mistake.
You'd better not do that till you talk to Peggy and Mary. Tell them what's happened, and then you can act in any way you see fit. But give them the whole picture before you try to mess things up any further with any announcement in the newspapers. Sam, let the kids break it off themselves.
Kurt, even if Peggy wants to remain engaged to this Trent boy, I won't allow it. I won't have it. I wouldn't have him in the family. He's not good enough. None of the Trents is good enough.
Sam Young, aroused by the insult to Peggy and her mother, is determined to end Peggy's love affair with Carter once and for all. We'll be back with the Youngs in just a moment after this message. Meanwhile, in Elmwood, it's well past the dinner hour, and Mrs. Young, Pepper, and Peggy are waiting anxiously for Mr. Young to phone from Chicago. If the Trents are opposed to the marriage, why would they ask Mr. Young to call? Only Mr. Young himself can answer that question. As they wait eagerly for the phone to ring, they speculate on the outcome of his visit.
I just hope Daddy phones before Carter gets here.
So do I.
What time do you expect Carter?
Well, it depends on when he can get away, Pepper. Oh, Mama, wouldn't it be wonderful if the Trents are just crazy about Daddy?
Oh, honey, they're bound to be.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if you'll meet that guy Taylor who came here.
Oh, don't let's think about that, Pepper. I'd like to forget it.
Yeah. Yeah, I hope it's a thing of the past.
Why do you say you hope? It is a thing of the past, or Daddy wouldn't be there at the Trents' house. I know he wouldn't be. Would he, Mama?
I don't think so, Peggy. I don't think your father would have gone near Horace Trent if anything like that had come up.
Oh, I'm sure with Daddy's going there to dinner that everything is just dandy. Mr. Bradley just has to be right. The Trents couldn't have had any such idea. They couldn't have made that offer at all. Must have been the lawyer, that Mr. Taylor, who thought up the whole scheme.
I just hope Mr. Bradley is right.
Oh, I know he's right, Pepper. I'm sure of it. I know Daddy so well that... Well, he just couldn't have gone near the Trents if he thought that they'd made a proposition like that to us.
Of course he couldn't have. Why, if he thought anybody had done anything to hurt us.
You, that's Daddy's call now.
I'll take it.
No, no, Pepper, please, I want to answer it myself. Hello? Yes, yes, that's right. It's Chicago calling.
Well, then it is your father. Maybe I'd better speak to him.
No, Mama, please, let me, please. Hello? Oh, hello, Daddy, darling. Yes, this is Peggy. Oh, we're all right, Daddy. We're fine. Uh-huh, Mama's fine. And Pepper's fine. Yes, I'm fine, too. But, Daddy, tell me quickly, did you have dinner with the Trents? Oh, you didn't? But I thought you were going there for dinner. Oh? Oh, I see. You did go there, but you didn't have dinner. Uh-huh, I see. Well, Daddy, tell me. Please, tell me what happened. Yes, yes, a lawyer came out here, and he was a dreadful person. He was awful. But Mr. Bradley told Mama that he didn't think Mr. Trent had sent him, that your going there the way you did looked as if everything was all right. Oh, Daddy, please tell me everything is all right. What did you say? Oh, no. No!
What's your father saying?
Wait a minute, Mama, dear. I can't hear. You did what? You knocked Mr. Trent down.
Oh, Peggy, he didn't.
He couldn't have.
Let me speak to him.
You knocked him down? You mean you hit Mr. Trent? But why? Daddy, what did he say? Oh, he did send the lawyer. It was his idea. He doesn't want me to marry Carter? Yes, Daddy, I hear you. I just hoped it wasn't true, that's all.
Let me speak to him, Peggy. Sam, dear... Do you mean to say you got into a fist fight with Mr. Trent? Oh, you did all the knocking down. Sam Young, what's got into you? You can't go around knocking people down. You did go around knocking people down? And you'll knock them down any time they say something against your wife or daughter? Oh, darling.
I ought to have sucked that lawyer, too.
Yes. Yes, darling, I know you wouldn't have unless you'd been simply beside yourself. I know just how you feel, dear. Yeah, she's terribly upset. Well, of course she would be. No, darling, she hasn't seen Carter yet. Well, he's coming here this evening. But I don't know what she's going to say to him, dear. I don't know what we're going to say or what we're going to do. But tell me, are you all right, Sam? No, dear, I didn't mind the lawyer so much. As a matter of fact, I didn't mind anything except that Peggy's so broken up about it. But, darling, when will you be coming back? In a day or so? All right, dear. No, don't worry about us. Don't worry about anything. Just know how glad I am to hear your voice. Yes, dear, I will. Goodbye, darling.
You mean to say Dad really knocked Mr. Trent down?
That's what he says. Oh, honey, I'm so sorry. It isn't right. Oh, everything's wrong. Nothing's straightened out at all.
We'll be back in a moment after this message. Peggy, without a word, walks to the living room window and stands with her back to her mother and Pepper, so they won't see the tears that threaten to spill over. As she watches for Carter, he suddenly swings around the corner, looking as if he didn't have a care in the world. And Peggy is struck with the realization that Carter, of all people, is completely unaware of the day's disasters. We'll find out how he reacts to them tomorrow on Pepper Young's Family.